This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Unless I get completely bowled over by an offer. And what is, Joey tweeted that. What is that exactly?
A first, a second, and a useful hockey player?
That doesn't even seem like that much anymore now that you got a second for Beauvillier.
Well, Rantanen just went for, what, two firsts, I believe, in a player in that big blockbuster.
Stankoven's the player, I think.
Yeah.
And he played for them last year when they were trying to get to the Stanley Cup final, so he's not some slob.
I'm just trying to give you like...
Yeah, he's not some goober. He's a guy that can actually play.
He is not some goober, which is a good way to describe him. So I'm just trying to like price set. I'm trying to use that
decent
as a
decent young hockey player.
In two firsts.
Yep.
For a player who is better than Raquel.
Yes.
So that is my point in bringing that up is, okay, what does that do for you for what a good Raquel return looks like now that you know that that's what he got? I'm asking that out loud. But I'll address the first
three
part.
Three firsts.
I'll address the first part. To your surprise, I'm okay with your plan here. I actually also like the idea of taking a record away from Gretzky. Like, I think it's going to be fun that Ovechkin's about to have his goal record. I want Sid to have his points per game record. I want guys who played in a harder era to score points and goals, to rack them up, to take things away from Wayne. It makes me, the thought of Wayne having to realize that some of these things are no longer his, quite honestly, makes me laugh. And
how would that laugh sound? You like that laugh, Sean?
That's a good laugh.
It's an evil laugh. The real reason that I'm fine with it is I think you can have your cake and eat it too here if you're the Penguins. If you want to do right by Sidney Crosby, almost simply for the we want to do right by Sidney Crosby factor, there's like no other reason. The statement in and of itself is the reason. I think you can do that and still, if Raquel like really balls out, just because you don't have the immediacy or the urgency of the trade deadline doesn't mean somebody isn't going to like call you in the offseason and make you a really good offer. In fact, if Raquel finishes with... Let's spit
35 goals.
35 to 38 goals, something like that, has a far and away a career year. What's to say somebody might not look at that contract and be like, man, that's better than having to pay somebody on the open market. We'll take the risk that he'll be just as good with us. With the cap going up, it might cost $7 million to get a player that's
The only issue there is that all you have to do is give a guy money in those situations and you don't lose anything. If you trade for Raquel, you have to give up a lot to get him. And you have to give up a lot to get a player that is cheaper. So and with the cap going up, it's a little bit harder because you'd almost need a team that had a cap issue that preferred a cheaper, productive player and was willing to give up the young players to get him.
Well, couldn't that be a team that's already spending a lot of money and is close to a cup but isn't quite there yet?
Yeah, sure.
I think that there are more teams than that you might think out
Yes, but I do think it's probably a smaller number of teams that would be willing to trade for him right now. I think a lot of teams would want to do it. I don't think there's
it
been a shortage.
Takes two, though.
I don't think I don't think there's been a shortage of demand in Raquel. I don't think there's. Let me put it this way: I don't think teams are scared off that he's basically having a career year.
Do you know what's something I would do if you were going to trade him? Where I think you would just I would just put Malkin up there and say, you know what, you're playing on Sid's wing for the rest of the year. We're just going to load this bad boy up. Who cares?
I don't think Malkin, we saw it for stretches this year. I don't think Malkin compliments Sid. I can't believe I'm saying this about one of the 50 best players of all time.
One of the 101 best players of all time when they did that
right.
list.
And one of the 5 best Penguins players of all time. But
yeah, they generally don't work that well together.
We saw it when they were trying to get themselves going early this year. Sullivan ran that out there for games at a time. And it didn't provide a spark.
I'm just saying you could have tried to do other things to load up a line with Sid. I also think Sid's good enough that he might just continually, he might just, even if you traded Raquel, he might be able to get to that
the
point.
The dude's on an
number.
All-time heater. This is, again, going to seem like it's mind-blowing, but they give out an MVP award for the team every year. I would give it to Raquel over Sid this season. He's been that good. He's been their best player. And so, yeah, of course there's trepidation that he's going to be able to do it again next year and he's going to be able to stay healthy and he's not a spring chicken. He's in his 30s. But I side with the doing right by the best player in your organization.
You feel
and the fact that he's on the precipice
yes,
of a
different standard. Yeah, well, it's something that also is going to keep people watching. Like and maybe showing up. It's nowhere near as sexy as the all-time goal record, but it's an all-time record he's chasing down.
Cute's fine sometimes. You know?
With a good that record has a good personality.
Right.
That record's cute with a good personality. You're right.
Sean, at this point would you
there.
Sean, at this point in life, would you rather go smoking hot or go cute with a nice personality?
I don't know that I'm going to have much luck with smoking hot. I've already gone that route and failed every time, so probably the cute with personality is the better.
So wait, does failed mean you tried and failed to even secure a date, or you were dating a smoking hot?
I was like fat Ryan Reynolds and Just Friends.
I've never seen that.
Explain that one to us. Like,
yeah, what is this?
Yeah.
You have not seen this movie?
No, I have not either.
No. You need to put it on your to-do list.
What is this, Citizen Kane?
I was just going to say the same thing. I've got Casablanca and now a movie where Ryan Reynolds is
on the waterfront and Just Friends.
So he was a heifer in high school. And
a heifer.
He was friends with the hottest girl in school.
Yeah.
But just as friends. He liked her.
Oh,
she
the fat suit they had him in this for this thing is something.
And then he had a terrible experience where he tried to profess his love. It didn't work. All the kids in high school were there making fun of him, all the football players and everything. He left, went to L.A., became what is Ryan Reynolds now, and came back, still found himself in the friend zone, was trying to get out of it because it's sort of like once you're in it, even if you become Ryan Reynolds, can you get out of it?
So you're, I think, long way of saying cute with a good personality.
Yeah, I never became the new Ryan Reynolds in my
life. How does the movie end? Does he end up getting with her?
Do you want me to spoil it for you?
Yeah,
how long has it been out for?
20 years.
Yeah, then I think you're, by all means, you're not ruining it. Or
yes, they got together. He spurned Anna Faris to go with the
with Amy Smart.
Went. Yes. I would actually go the other way, but
let me see Amy Smart
different
here.
Story.
I think Anna Faris, great personality, too.
Oh,
I've
seen Amy Smart around.
What, at the store?
She was in Road Trip.
She's in the produce aisle?
Big bombshell trade just happened. Brad Marchand has been traded to the Florida Panthers by the Boston Bruins.
Elliot Friedman.
So that era ends.
Elliot Friedman had 5 minutes ago that it was a last-minute possibility. And
holy
boom.
Crap.
Florida was already, I still thought, the cup favorite going in to the deadline day. And nothing, I mean, that just...
I was not prepared to talk about this, so I don't know how many years are left on the contract, and I feel like that's relevant in terms of comparing what Marchand could get back in a trade versus
got it right
Raquel.
Now for you here. Well, again, spot track. Brad Marchand he's a free agent after this year. 6 points.
So even though he's a better, Marchand's a Hall of Famer.
Correct.
You know, even if you don't go by the very watered down
standard
the NHL and Pro Hockey Hall of Fame has, he is one.
Yes. Pains me to say that because he's an annoying
and just a
player.
Giant snoz. He's in the Nick Wright, Mount Rushmore of big noses.
One of his nicknames on Hockey Reference, Nose Face Killer, which is a very good one if you like.
Who's the dude whose face he licked?
Clan.
Didn't he lick a
yeah,
penguin's face?
Yeah, he licked a guy's face.
I think he licked a penguin.
Little Ball of Hate, Bad Brad, Brat, Precious Little Angel.
Anywho.
Ryan Callahan, apparently he
oh,
licked?
Yeah, it wasn't a penguin.
Oh, it was a ranger. Anyways.
Licking faces, man.
I would think that multiple years of Raquel would get back more in a deal than just a rental
of
on
a guy
Marchand.
Who's heading towards what? Twilight of his
career.
Here
is the update from Yoey breaking. Have been told that despite heavy interest in Raquel, the Penguins are not trading him. So he's staying. It's a done deal. Let's get some thoughts here. You know, I'll open up the phones here on the Penguins trade deadline. And let's go with that last one because Chris and I have opinions and it's fun to bounce them off each other and it's fun to look at the text line and it's fun to look at the YouTube page. But also, I think this is a day for you. I mean, we give a platform and forum here for Penguins fans to sound off on, for this season, the biggest day of the year because they're not going to the playoffs, and how they reshape their team and pull off this rebuild. And I'd like to know how you react to this decision by the Penguins to keep Rickard Raquel. I like it. It sounds like at the end of the day, Chris likes it too. How
about
you?
I'm at peace with it. I want to make it clear before
you
throw that out there.
Chris is sitting on the fence. How about you? Can we fill the phone lines with Penguins fans who still care about this team despite all the mediocrity that's gone on with them the last few years, who would like to sound off on this decision to keep Raquel at this year's trade deadline? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. We will do two things when we come back. We will hopefully hear from Penguins fans. Do Penguins, you should still have a pulse on this day. You should still care. So are you thumbs up or thumbs down on the Penguins keeping Raquel? It's now official according to Yoey. And we'll also see if there's anything else they did at the deadline when we come back, because trades can still trickle in. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. A personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Kabali in studio with us in a half hour, but first, a Sean headline.
Here comes Bunting. Raquel.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Dangling around Dano. Passes back to Carlson. Snapshot. Deflected. They score! The Penguins come all the way back. Rickard Rakell tips it past Kemper. And you can lock the doors and turn out the lights. Because the Penguins have won this game in overtime.
Rickard Rakell. Josh Yowie reporting 15 minutes after the trade deadline that they elected to keep him. Malzi during the break has changed his mind. He's now saying this is a bad decision by the Penguins to hold on to him. He is going through
I'm of two minds. I'm of two minds.
Oh, that always makes for great talk radio.
You've been on the fence like this before. Stop it. I'm a big believer in if you're going to do a rebuild, go all the way with it. I am admitting to you, I don't know why you're somehow trying to double negative this on me and turn it even worse of a reflection on me. I am admitting that you made a compelling argument for the fact that you could still trade Rakell in the offseason and get a very good return, and...
So then why don't you just admit that you had one idea and then I changed your mind because I was so... I argued something so persuasively and effectively.
I am trying to get there.
Why didn't you say that to start?
Pony.
Wow, you blew me away with that.
The power of your rhetoric.
Thank you.
Compelled me to change my mind. We're a united front on this show, Pony.
Your thoughts on the Penguins' trade deadline moves. It sounds like Carlson has been kept. Rakell has definitely been kept. Bevilier and Schenn flipped for picks. Shockingly decent picks for both guys. 412-928-9370. But it seems like there were Penguins fans who were hell-bent on trading Rakell, thinking his stock would never be higher. I'm asking why his stock would be much lower this summer. 412-928-9370. Let's see what you think. Nick leads us off. Hello, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I think the Penguins still in the back of their mind think that, obviously, that this year's over. But, you know, with the last year, with Malkin, they have a chance to maybe go all in going into next year with one last run. Whether that's, it might look pretty bleak with maybe going to a Stanley Cup, but I think when you have a Sidney Crosby, you're always thinking that. And if Rakell is someone that Sid has good chemistry with, then there's peace. Then you got to keep him if that's their mindset, because it doesn't make sense why they wouldn't have traded him, because he would have got a first round pick.
Nick, I want to make sure
I just told you why I think that it doesn't make sense to trade him, though, Nick, because I believe they should let Sid try to break Gretzky's record. And the best way for him to break Gretzky's record is to keep his best winger with him.
But they don't care about that.
I think they do.
What do you mean they don't care about that? They're in the entertainment business. They're trying to get people to watch games and then go to games and try to make their star player happy.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Sidney Crosby cares about that?
Yes. And he should.
No, he doesn't. He definitely doesn't.
He absolutely does, and he should.
You don't think he cares about his numbers at all?
He wants to win.
All right, let me ask you a question off of that. Hold on a second, Nick. Let me just you asked me a question, I'll ask you one. If all he cares about is winning, why would he have re-signed back here this summer?
Why wouldn't he have asked to be traded this deadline?
Because he believes that why hasn't Malkin been traded 3 years ago? Because Sid loves Malkin and knows what type of player he can be.
Yeah, but now you're making my point. You're just saying he's prioritizing things that
likes that matter to him.
Yeah, but he wouldn't think that he wouldn't keep those guys around if he didn't think that he could win with them.
Wait a minute. So you think his hockey acumen and IQ has slipped enough where he actually thinks he can compete for Stanley Cups with Malkin still?
I think that Sid's hockey knowledge and acumen is better than ours, and he sees these guys every day.
Do you think that they can make a run for next year?
Oh my God,
Nick. Did you start this call saying you also think that they can make a run next year?
I think it's one last final dance at going to the playoffs. And you know, and hockey's not like the NFL or the NBA.
I agree with that.
I understand that.
I agree with that point.
If you get to the playoffs, yes.
You're right about that,
you can make a run. They're one of the worst teams in the NHL this year. How do you propose...
Nick, this is also getting awkward because there's a small child and I don't want to yell at you while there's like a kid there.
It's my son. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I live that every day. Yeah.
He needs to hear the hockey talk. But what I think is sometimes you can restructure, and they've done a bad job at this recently, especially under Dubas, but you can use some of these picks. Maybe some of these picks really aren't for the draft that they're.
I think some of these picks are to make moves in the future, but
I think you might be right about that.
But I just have such a hard... I guess, Nick, you're a much more optimistic person than I, which is not me breaking news. Everyone's more optimistic than I am. I have a very hard time envisioning this team with what I've seen this year turning it around in one offseason.
I'm just still hung up on the fact that you think Sid looks at Malkin and believes with that guy as his running mate, they can compete for Stanley Cups. Why in the world would he think that?
I don't think it's what we think, where it's Malkin's a second-line center, you know, all of this. Maybe it's in a more of a limited role, but I think Sid believes when the playoffs come, this guy changes the gear.
But it's been saving what a playoff series since 18. I think that
my oldest was not born the last time they won a playoff series.
I think Sid wants to win, but like many people in their 30s, I think he also prioritizes stability and comfortability.
Things that make him happy.
And he likes being here, and he likes playing with those guys.
Also, hold on. I'm very annoyed about one other part of that call. We kept it civil. He's got a kid in the background, and he wasn't poorly natured about it. Why is it like so verboten to say, yes, even Sidney Crosby cares about numbers and like records that are all time in the NHL? He's a student of the game. So you're telling me a guy that's that proud and that competitive, Hal Gill's telling us if you mess up like warmups, he's yelling at you to get back in line. That's how like tightly wound he used to be. You're telling me that guy does not care a whit about tying or beating Wayne Gretzky.
He's tied right now. They're both at 19. He'd get 20.
Getting his 20th straight. You're telling me that does not matter to Sidney Crosby? Come on, man.
412-928-9370. Here's JR on the fan on this Penguins decision to keep Raquel. Hello, JR.
Hey, guys. I think it's a good decision. Like you all are saying, we always got the summer. You know, you can make a deal in the summer. By the way, they traded Cody Glass for a third-round pick. I forget to who.
Oh, you're right. Yes, I should be including that in the three deals they made. They traded Cody Glass.
Hey, they're picking up a ton of draft picks. I mean, they got a lot of
collateral. It was Glass to the Devils.
So, yeah, my bad. So it sounds like JR believes in the plan. Do you like where this is going?
You're trusting the process, JR.
Yeah.
And Dubas, we trust.
Yep, I do. I believe in him. You got to give people a chance.
Did you believe in Hextall when he started here?
No, I didn't.
You just said you've got to give people a chance.
That is a good point on the flyer.
I gave him a chance.
I like the flyer point.
That was about it.
JR, this GM has given Jari an extension, an Albatross deal, a Ryan Graves deal, and an Erik Karlsson deal.
I agree with you. He's made some bad choices.
No, you don't agree with me because I don't believe in the plan and you do. So that is where we differ, my friend. I agree that he's doing things well today.
What else can we grade him on other than his big bad choices? He's made some bad choices. Sure, they're the biggest ones.
As you pointed out, we don't have to give everybody a chance because Hextall was a boob and a buffoon who they never should have given that job in the first place. And I'm shocked that Mario was friends with him. Why would Mario want to be friends with a dastardly ex-flyer like Ron Hextall?
To be fair, though, we would have to excommunicate Max Talbot, who gave them the 09 Cup with two Game 7 goals because he later went to the Flyers.
But he was a Penguin first.
What is this? So I dated her first kind of situation?
Yes.
But he chose to go to the Flyers.
I choose to remember the great memories with him, and not how it ended.
He played for the Flyers and the Bruins, among others. He also played for like 2/3 of the NHL, but I digress. They put his jersey in the rafters, Pony. They should tear that thing down.
He was a Trojan horse sent by the Flowers to...
The Flowers?
The Flyers to eat this team.
Then why did that Flyers team beat the Penguins?
What's that?
Wait a minute. Sent by the Penguins to eat the Flyers?
He was sent by the Flyers to the Penguins as a Trojan horse to try to destroy this organization.
Jágr was?
No, Hextall was.
I was talking about Jágr.
I don't give a damn about Jágr right now.
Because you don't have a good argument.
Yes, I do. Follow us on Twitter.
That's not an argument.
Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We're waiting for Kyle Dubas. In the meantime, your calls. 412-928-9370. Do you like what the Penguins did at the deadline? We're having impassioned debates. I like that they held on to Ricard Raquel. Do you agree? Let's get Sean Meyer's headline, and we're right back.
I'm excited, very excited for both the short-term and the long-term potential of the Penguins here. And I'll get to that momentarily as to the why. But I think, you know, regardless of what the external expectation is, I think the opportunity that's going to be afforded to a lot of players and a lot of people in our building, combined with those standards that are set and the environment that's set that I've talked about, will allow us the chance to have an exciting and fun year and a chance and a group of players that the fans can really get behind.
That was Kyle Dubas on expectations for 2025. I don't think it's really gone that way at all. I don't think this is a team that fans have really got behind. The attendance at the arena these days would back that up. Their games are usually boring as hell. And so you get to watch Sidney Crosby, which is great. That is still worth the price of admission. And he is still playing like an elite player. And the one guy who has stepped up his game this year is Raquel. And he's helping Sid potentially pull off one of the great statistical runs in NHL history. 2 decades of averaging a point per game per season. And so my preference is to let Raquel, and the Penguins agreed ultimately, was to keep Raquel, let him finish this with Sid, and then think about trading him in the summer. He'd need to cool off hugely, or he'd have to get injured to cause his value this offseason to really free fall. I would prefer where the Penguins are at right now to the Bruins. I'm seeing on Twitter that there are some Penguins fans that have FOMO or like, I wish we could be Boston right now. Just pull the Band-Aid off and go and get everybody out. Trade your captain. Yeah, I'm not... fans are not robots. They have hearts. They have feelings. I would not want to wake up today and have Sidney Crosby... This was never going to happen, but I don't think any of us would have felt good if Sidney Crosby got traded to the Florida Panthers or the Vegas Knights.
You laugh and say this was never going to happen. Apparently, TSN did like a 20-minute segment on it today where they were just second-guessing Dubas and wondering if Crosby would want to be dealt. They played all the hits.
Because they hate Dubas up there.
Well, no, but it's not about that. They think like that it's the old good for the NHL thing. Darren Dreger literally said this on television on Monday. You were not.
That the Penguins owe it to the NHL.
No, that Sidney Crosby owes it to the NHL.
To go play for a good
team.
If
we were doing satellite radio, I would say Sidney Crosby doesn't owe the NHL, word that rhymes with hit.
How about Bupkis?
Yes, he owes the league nothing. He came in with the expectations of an entire sports league on his shoulders. He and Ovi, to be fair, have over-delivered. They owe the NHL literally nothing.
So I love that the Penguins held on to Raquel. I like their moves, period, today. Bovillier, Glass, and flipping Shen. 412-928-9370. Let's get back to your calls. Here's Dave in Coriopolis. Hello, Dave.
Hello, fellas.
Hello. I knew this was Dave in Coriopolis.
Hey, listen, fellas. I just want to let you know that
the greatest hockey player of all time is R.J. Umberger, who went to the Ohio State University.
Well, I mean, if you want to try to steal my thunder, I really wasn't going to go there, but I'm glad you recognize. What I would like to say is the artificial accomplishments of Pittsburgh franchises has disappointed BFF, and we have downgraded your city bond rating to a 1.
What's the highest it can be?
What is BFF?
That's a Barber Football Focus.
And you have bond ratings like Standard & Poor's that you give out?
Yes, yes. If you were on the site, you would be able to see it. But it's
why
only,
is Chris not on the site?
Do you give out Michelin stars for restaurants, too?
It's only available to high-level executives, owners.
And barbers. People,
and 10,000 of them, to be precise.
And who is it owned by?
Oh, it's owned by a conglomerate that you don't need to know at this time. You just need to know it's the most accurate in sports.
So wait, the barbers themselves don't just own it as like a kind of a collective there? A co-op?
We're more of a conclave.
Oh, okay. Hmm. So you're picking the next pope?
No, no. We do things much more important. We pick the next champions of sports.
Who do you guys have as the Stanley Cup winner in 2025?
Oh, we're going to go with the Sharks.
And who do you have as Austin Bechtold's next girlfriend?
That'll be no one for 100%.
Thank you, Dave and Coriopolis.
Anything else, Dave?
He's gone.
Oh, too bad.
It's Dave and Coriopolis. I don't know how Dave and Coriopolis ends calls. I've never talked to him before.
I agree with the Umberger being the best NHL player of all time, by the way. He and I are on the same page there.
Where's he from?
That would be Plum High School.
And you and RJ good buddies?
That's also why you feel like Pat McAfee is the greatest broadcaster of all time.
There's no doubt about that one. Number one with a bullet.
Here is Brian in New Brighton. Hello, Brian.
How's it going?
Hello. What's up? Come on. What do you got for us? Yes.
You're on the air, Brian.
So, I'm okay with keeping Raquel because, one, making these deals, you're not guaranteed, obviously, with these draft picks, and then you have to develop the draft picks afterwards and give them the opportunity to play, which Sullivan has shown over time he doesn't do. And then, second of all, if you go back to last year, you're telling me that you can't make a playoffs with a Getzel, Russ, Crosby, Malkin, all these players, you can't even make the playoffs. It tells me it's a bigger problem of the system more so than the talent that you get in it.
I mean, I think I largely agree with you. I don't trust Sullivan to be the coach of that presides over a rebuilding roster because I don't think he trusts young guys, which you said. And I think his system might be good, but when guys start to tune you out generally, I think any system becomes bad because they're probably not really running it.
So when you say you don't trust the team to take the picks or the players they get, the young guys back from Raquel, is that more on the GM, Dubas, or more on the head coach, Sullivan?
I think it's a combination because if you're going to trade Raquel, you're just taking a flyer that you're going to eventually produce somebody that is as good as Raquel by the time Sid hangs it up or Malkin hangs it up. I think Malkin's done after next year.
I mean, I don't think there's a lot of mystery. Yeah, I think Malkin's done after next year, and who knows if
Letang
actually plays.
But the flip side of it is if you can't go to the playoffs with Gensel, Sid, and Malkin all being healthy and having good years, what makes you think they'll get to the playoffs next year with Sid, Malkin, Raquel, Carlson, Letang, et cetera?
That's my exact point. Like, if you couldn't have made the playoffs with the roster you had last year and the star power you had, Gensel looks like, obviously, since he's left here, one of the top players in the league.
All right. So you're basically saying if you keep Raquel, you're screwed, and if you trade Raquel, you're doubly screwed. Do I hear that right?
Yeah, so just ride it out.
Brian,
thank you, Brian.
You're like the yin to Nick earlier, his yang. We've gotten like a nice, there's balance and harmony in the universe with those two callers.
It's a bad idea to keep Raquel. It's a worse idea to trade him.
God, can you imagine what we would have gotten out of him if we had asked him about the Steelers? Oh, it's a bad idea to sign Fields, but then again, it's a bad idea to not sign Fields.
Here is
Schrodinger's take.
Here is Derek in Trafford. Hello, Derek.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I think Dubas is doing the second part of his job well. I think his first task as GM was to make one last run with those guys intact, and he failed miserably.
I agree with that.
I think the Band-Aid is off now, and he had to try and rebuild, and I think he is squeezing what he can out of those juice or out of that fruit. I mean, him getting a second for Bevilier on an expiring contract with ho-hum numbers is incredible.
Agreed, but how about his decision to keep Raquel?
I like it. I don't think it hurts. I agree with you on the chasing the history thing, and I think that Crosby does care about that. I think it's something that's going to matter to him in the long run.
Thank you,
just
Derek.
Just to kind of be compared.
You're a sane person because I'm amazed. Like, Sidney Crosby is like a true selfless superstar. Like, the way he plays hockey, I think, is like very not about me. But I am just amazed at how some people out there, not even a lot, but some people could look at the record he's chasing and say that clearly doesn't matter to him. as if it's like somehow virtuous.
Well, to be fair, we've only had one person call in and say that, so I don't want to paint the Penguins fan base with a broad brush.
Oh, come on. Let me take the brush and paint.
Here is the Penguins' number one fan and our number two fan, Jeff in South Park. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Jeff, this is like a holiday for you. You probably woke up and put TSN on when you turned your coffee pot on this morning.
Trick question. His coffee pot turning on actually turns TSN on automatically.
I was way too busy this morning, but I do remember.
Is this a melancholy holiday for you, Jeff? Because usually they are the buyers and now they're selling assets.
I remember the 08 trade deadline as being one of the greatest days of my life. I found out about the host of trade while I was at work, and I almost fainted. And my coworkers, because I still lived in Ohio at the time, were like, what's this guy's problem? But I still remember that to this day. But no, I agree with that last caller that Dubas failed at the first part of his job, but he's doing a pretty good job at the second part of his job. Let's go back to the Gensel trade from last year, which I know at the time that it happened, it was like, man, we didn't even get a guaranteed first-round pick for Gensel. But like now if you want to include the fact that Bunning was one of the key pieces that he got back in that trade, and then he flipped Bunning this year, think of it this way. We got in total for Jake Gensel, Tommy Novak, Ponomarev, Koivunen, Cruz Lucius, the second-round pick last year, which ended up being Harrison Brunicki. And now we got a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick.
Jeff, you clearly saw the flow chart that I also saw about that trade.
Yeah,
that's what you got to do.
I know, but that feels to me like making lemonade out of lemons, because if you had not signed Jari back, Graves, and made the Carlson heir, you probably would have just been able to re-sign Gensel and keep him. And not try to rationalize it with the prospects and draft picks they got back.
Well, the thing is, how long are we going to dwell on that? Because that falls under the category of the first part of the job.
To be fair to you, Jeff, hold on for a second. I actually think you are acknowledging, yes, those things were very bad, and you've moved on and are trying to evaluate them now. Based on what,
but that kind of feels like, hey, Tomlin, you know, Tomlin had them in a bad spot where they needed to win three in a row to just get back to 8-8, and by golly, he did it. It's like you give him credit for digging the hole and then getting himself out of it.
Yeah, I mean, so the thing is, that's a good comparison. It is, however, I will counter with when Dubas came. I think that's a tougher spot because, like, he was at that time trying to just basically make magic. I mean, we really, in reality, had nothing left in the tank, and he was just trying something to get us back to being a decent playoff team, and it failed. So, yeah, I have moved on to the second part. I think the one that is the worst is obviously the Jari contract. I mean, the other ones, I mean, you know, it just looks like Carlson's not a good fit, and he's not a good fit with Sullivan. And I'll agree with that last caller that maybe a lot of this doesn't matter if we stubbornly hold on to Sullivan. So
Come down on keeping Raquel? I haven't heard your opinion on that yet. That's a pretty big one.
So I only wanted to trade Raquel if we got blown away with an offer. So the fact that Dubas got a second for Beauvillier, he obviously was fielding calls that he didn't like what they were saying. So I'm fine with it because we are not in a position where we have to trade him. He's still under contract for multiple years after this.
Thank you. So. We also now have a breaking news Penguins trade. Connor Timmins has been traded from the Toronto Maple Leafs to the Penguins. All of Pittsburgh hockey fans are now going to Google and typing in the name Connor Timmins all at once to figure out who this guy is. And
he's
a defenseman.
A righty shot.
8.63/213.
I think he is probably going to win the Norris Trophy one of these years.
They were looking for hardness in Luke Shen, but he didn't want to play here. So maybe they got some of that hardness in Timmins.
He's from St. Catharines, Ontario. Great vegan donut
and
shop.
And before you ask, I'll answer it now.
Okay.
No relation to Lawrence Timmins that I know of. One is African-American and one is a white man.
Yeah.
In case you were wondering.
One's from Canada. Where's Timmins from?
The United States of America. Connor DeWar also heading to Pittsburgh from the Leafs. Who is heading from the Penguins to the Leafs? Maybe we'll find that out when Dubas talks in exactly an hour. He has delayed his conversation with Jeff Hathorn and others because of all these deadline deals. Mark Cabali in studio with us next to talk about what's going to happen on Monday when NFL free agency starts. I had somebody tell me that the Steelers don't like working on the weekends, so they won't if they don't sign Justin Fields today, that means he's gone.
They don't like working on the weekends. I guess they, what was that song? Everybody's working for the weekend, implying that they are trying to get to the weekend?
Cabali.
You want a QB who will start?
Cabali will give us the latest on Steelers free agency. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. This is the PM team, but first a Malzy headline.
It's a message. Thank you. It is a message from your pal Malzy. And I want to talk to the people out there, contractors, blue-collar types, ponies people, as I like to say, the folks who work with their hands, who build things, maybe build dreams. Maybe you work on a lot of kitchens as a contractor. The DIY enthusiasts out there, this message is for you as well. And just maybe the homeowners who are thinking about redoing a kitchen or a bathroom. The one you've got maybe is outdated. You might not know this, but the average wait time for cabinets, pretty big part of like any kitchen renovation, any bathroom renovation, the average wait time is 8 to 12 weeks. Now, who wants to wait that long? Nobody. Check out Choice Cabinet instead. Choice Cabinet has over 65,000 cabinets in stock. These cabinets, all wood, with 10 different paints and stains. Better yet, delivery is available in as little as 3 days. You heard me say the average wait time is 8 to 12 weeks. With Choice Cabinet, delivery is available in as little as 3 days. If you need cabinets, the choice is clear. ChoiceCabinet.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.